Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Thank you guys for listening to the show, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening in. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you for listening. And those who are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for listening in to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Again, that number is 818-301-5834. If you're listening online at on my show page at Blog Talk Radio, please click on the icon there that says follow this show. If you click on that icon, that'll set you up where you'll be able to get daily show notes about the show. And I promote the show there daily. I also promote the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your Facebook account, go to the top of the page there and type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And the show page should come up there. You do what you have to do there and you'll get linked to the show. As well as you can follow the show on Twitter. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow this show on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. All right, so that means that whether you set it up on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or Twitter, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? So do that, guys. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can catch them at 770-732-0244. Again, that office number is 770-732-0244. Now, so whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your needs, okay? So give them a call today, 770-732-0244. All right? So, again, thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. Guys, I really do appreciate you guys listening in to the show. I know you guys are excited about the show today. I do have a topic that is not really close to me, but it's tough on me because I'm the type of person that I don't get into the gay and lesbian type things, and that's kind of taboo with me. But right now, there's a lot of things going on as far as same-sex marriage. And that's the title of the show today, is same-sex marriage. What's the problem? My thing is that, okay, you're wanting to get married to a man, you know, a man wanting to get married to a man, or a woman wanting to get married to a woman. Personally, and I know you guys are going to send me 500 emails or 500 messages, but that's fine. I get those every day. What I'm saying is, this is my opinion, okay? And that's what this is about. If you have your opinion about this subject, call into the show. Voice your opinion. We'll talk about, you know, the best thing here between humans is that we get a chance to communicate with each other. And although we may not agree, that's fine, but we agree to disagree. All right? So believe me, guys, this is just my opinion. And that's what I do every day on the show, give you my opinion. I try to teach every day on the show because I have people from, you know, young kids all the way up to middle-aged adults that's listening to the show. So I try to teach on this show. All right? Same-sex marriage, what's the problem? The problem to me is that when you have same-sex marriage and then you get out in the public, same-sex marriage, kids that have never seen this before, never seen this before, are very much influenced by people who are of the same sex, who are doing things that they've seen their parents do. Okay? And they don't understand what's going on. So they come home and they ask these questions. And some people don't know how to answer these questions. And I don't either. I really don't know how to answer, my little girl asking me, Dad, why is she kissing that other lady in the mouth? I mean, people kiss each other all the time, but, you know, an intimate kiss is an intimate kiss, all right? So my thing is, if you're going to, and believe me, guys, I'm the biggest homophobic out there. That's just the way I was brought up. My dad always told me that, you know, he told me, boy, if you ever grew up, and back in the day, the older guys know this, back in the day, we used to call, they call them gays now, I guess that's the good word for it, but back in the day, we called them sissies, or we called them fags, or, you know, or something like that. But that's what my dad used to tell me, boy, if you grow up and you be a faggot, you know, I'm not going to have anything to do with you. Okay? He was that type of person. He was, excuse me, guys. He was the type of person that he was a homophobe as well. He didn't like that way of life either. So that's the way I grew up. I grew up being a homophobe. I didn't like the gays, okay? I didn't know a whole lot about, you know, I didn't see a whole lot about women, lesbians at that time, but I saw a lot of gays, sissies, faggy, as you may have it. So, you know, that's how I grew up. I've never gotten past that. Now, it's no big deal for me to see a gay man or a lesbian woman, but don't bring it to me. Keep what you do in your household behind your closed doors. That's fine. Now, they want to have the same-sex marriage. They want to come out. They want to be just like ordinary people, so to speak. But it's not ordinary. You know, it's getting more and more rampant as the years go by. Okay? It's getting worse and worse as years go by. Same-sex marriage. They wanted to be married. They wanted to have all the tax breaks and everything, just like a marriage. They want to be able to be the beneficiary of life insurance from their partner if they pass on. They want all the benefits of a husband and wife marriage. That's what they want. So today they're camping out up at the Supreme Court trying to get this thing passed and trying to get this thing through. And I'm going to tell you something. It may go through. It may go through. But at the same time, I have my opinion on it. You have your opinion on it. Call into the show. Give me your opinion. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. We're talking about same-sex marriage and what's the problem. Now, I was talking a little bit earlier to some people this morning about this same-sex marriage. And you know that people of the same sex can go out
and adopt a kid. They can go out and adopt a baby. And it seems like to me, from what I've heard, from what I've read, that people of the same sex can get can adopt a kid faster than someone who's married to a man and a woman being married trying to adopt a kid. I don't get that. I don't know where that comes from. But that's something that it may be factual, it may not, but it's something that I've heard. Okay? And then you got a same-sex marriage here. Now they brought in a baby. Now what's that baby gonna learn over the years? That baby's gonna learn that I don't have a dad or I don't have a mom. I have two dads, I have two moms. Okay? But Billy down the street, he got a mom and a dad. What's going on here? How do you teach your kid the difference? How do you teach your kid the difference of Billy down the street having a mom and a dad in his home, but you're up the street and you got a mom and a mom, or you got a dad and a dad? How are you gonna explain that to your kid? How you gonna get your kid to understand that? When your kid goes to school, kids at school find out stuff. You know how they find out? They find out from their mom and dad that you don't have a mom and a dad. You have two dads. You have two moms. And some people, not all people, some people frown upon that, and they teach their kids, hey, that's not right. Okay? That's not right what's going on up the street. I don't ever want you to think that that's right. Okay? Now, I don't want my kid. I have girls. I don't want my girls to be married to the same sex. So I'm teaching my girls about these lesbian activities and not to be involved in them. There's so much of that stuff going on in the high schools today. It's unbelievable. Like I said, when I was growing up, that stuff was frowned upon. We called them sissies. We called them fags. We did not associate with them. I didn't. Period. Okay? Because I'd have been in a world of trouble at home if something like that were to come out about me when I was growing up. I love women. I ain't saying I love all the women of the world, but I'm saying that I grew up, wanting to be with a woman. Okay? I ain't growing up wanting to be with a man. I just don't see what's going on with that picture. I don't see what a man gets out of being with another man. I don't see what a woman gets out of being with another woman. Okay, my barber is a woman, but she's really a man, or she thinks that she's a man. She doesn't have any man parts and all this stuff like that. She's got women parts, but she acts like a man. So she's what you call a butch. I call them butch. All right? Yeah, I get my hair cut. She's a fine barber. She does a good job. But when she gets to talking about her friend, her B-I-T-C-H, you know, that kind of gets to me. I'm like, hey, get my hair cut. Let me get out of here. Okay? People in the shop, and she's talking to them about her B-I-T-C-H. They were together and this and that. Hey, cut my hair. Let me get out of here. Then you can talk about this stuff all you want. See? Like I said, I like the haircut and all. But I may have to pull away from that situation. Because of, you know, her activities outside of her business. Now, you know, I'm a man. She's a butch. So she's a man too. So, you know, she didn't see guys that way. She want to talk to guys like she's one of the guys and this and that. But like I said, you know, this same-sex marriage stuff is taboo. It's going to be a cancer in our society. It's going to be a cancer in our society if same-sex marriage is approved by the Supreme Court. Gonna be a cancer in this society. That's all I can say. Now, who's gonna reproduce? Who's gonna reproduce? Okay, I don't get it. A man and a man, a woman and a woman. Who's going to reproduce? I guess they'll go to the sperm bank or whatever and get artificially inseminated. But I don't think that these women who are married to women want to have babies. They want to get out and adopt babies. We're starting to teach our society. Some people are starting to teach it. You're starting to teach our society that this is okay. This is not okay. My opinion. This is not okay. I don't care what you say, but this is not okay. Call into the show, 818-301-5834. We're talking about same-sex marriage. And what's the problem? You know, when you get into, when you go places, this, you know, I talked to someone about interracial marriage. I'm going to do a show about interracial marriage later on. But when you think about interracial marriage, okay, if you like, you know, if you're a black man and you're in love with a white woman, or you're a white woman in love with a black man, or you're a Latino in love with a white woman, you know, what have you. Okay? Things like that are frowned upon in the United States. Okay? It used to be very, very bad. Okay? It used to be very, very bad. But when you get to now you get into a spot where interracial marriage is not a really big deal now. But it's not, you know, I'm sure you got interracial same sexes where you got a white woman and a black woman and a white woman. I'm sure that's out there. But if you can handle that, if you can handle people looking at you, if you can handle people talking about you, you know, if you got the skin to handle that, you'll probably make it. My deal is when we start to teach our kids this stuff. you know, you start to teach your kid about being associated with the same sex. Guys, if you wanna talk on the show, please press the number one so I know you wanna get on the air. Otherwise, I can't put you on the air. Okay? But if you wanna be on the air, press the number one and I'll put you on the air so you can weigh in on the subject. All right? But again, getting back to the same-sex marriage, what are we teaching our kids? What are we teaching the future generation of kids coming up to be, to do when they get of age? What are we teaching? You know, I'd like to teach that, you know, women and men should be together, should get married, should have kids. That's what prolongs the human race. That makes reproduction happen. That makes the population grow. Same-sex marriage does not. Okay? Let's get real about it. You know I can, you know, I say some stuff on this show that you may not say out there, or you may not want to say out there, but that's what I do. Okay? So, same-sex marriage is a big, big taboo with me. I know I'm going to get all these emails from you guys about, Frank, you're talking about same-sex marriage. You know, that's not right what you're saying, this and that. Fine. Okay? I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it anyway. Because that's how I feel. I'm not going to change my feelings because you said that I may not be thinking right. That's fine. That's your opinion. And my thing, I don't want to teach kids that same-sex marriage is okay. I don't want to teach kids that being gay and lesbian is okay. Because I don't think that it's okay. I think that it's going to be a cancer in our society. And you know, I don't want to be associated with it. And I don't want my kids to be associated with it. And I don't want their kids to be associated with it. But, you know, these people are sitting around and camping out up at the Supreme Court. You know, these gays and lesbians sitting around camping out in the Supreme Court. And, you know, something's going to happen. I don't know what it's going to be, but something is going to happen. And I hope that something is to not let same-sex marriage pass in the United States. Thank you guys for being in tuning into the show today. I'm passionate about this. And I know I'll probably have to do another show on this subject. But I'm telling you, I will if I have to. And based on the emails that I get today or the messages that I get today, I will do another show. Thank you guys for listening in. Take care of yourselves. Have a great day at work. I'll see you back right here in 23 and a half hour. See ya.
Say yeah, I got the baby. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. Can't take me for granted and smile. Count my dreams, I'm gone. Forget it, reaches my phone. I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in space. one taking up my time. Oh, oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how I get out of pocket the funds.